Grace you in peace from God our Creator and God's Savior, Jesus Christ. First, let me just say how happy I am to be with you for all kinds of reasons. One of them is I grew up about a mile from here. I went to elementary school at what was then Grace School, now R.B. Jones. And I knew Bill Edwards back then, but my parents grew up in Trinity, so we actually went to Trinity. I'll say one other thing about Bill. Even thinking about it makes me choke up. He was such a good person, but for me, he was a particularly good person because he helped me get sober. And I learned so much about what that means to be any kind of baptized person, to help one another in this interesting life we all have. So today we get all kinds of instructions about how to do God's work. Galatians, do not grow weary in doing what is right. And then Luke goes on and on and on, like Luke always goes on and on and on. And he says, Jesus is sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Not a great selling thing, I think. But then he tells us, but don't worry, because don't take anything with you. Don't take a purse, don't take a bag, don't take a sandals. And just whatever house you happen to run into, just go to that house and stay there. And if the people don't like you, then remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide. Well, when you think about that, it's no wonder that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are poor. And I think that's especially true today, maybe not with you, but with a lot of folks, because we have become a country that is just filled with labels. And we think if we know one or two things about someone else, we know everything about them. And so what happens is we start thinking about, well, how did you vote? Well, what's your religion? What's your history, and so on. But what we need to remember is that as Christians, it's not about where you've been that matters. Where is it you want to go? And what are you willing to do in order to make that possible? And so what matters is whether we are connected to the source, where we're connected to the living God. And that will remind us of why we're here. That will remind us of who we are. That will remind us of how much God loves us, regardless of that. In the New Testament, if you look at the one that's called the Message, which is, if you're a purist, it'll drive you crazy, but I think it's wonderful because it helps you think. This is what it says in terms of what Jesus says. He says, don't think you have to put on any fundraising campaign before you start. You don't need any equipment. You are the equipment. You don't need any equipment. You are the equipment. You see, it's not about what we can do. It's not about what we have in ourselves. It's about, are we connected to the living God? And if we are, then all we have to do is to take the first step and the second step and the third step. It's not about our education. It's not about our jobs. It's not about our wealth. It's not about our politics. It's about being connected to the source and staying connected to the source. I'm not going to tell you how old I am. I'm old. But what happens is as we grow older, we realize our life is short. And therefore, we cannot waste the time we have. And therefore, it's important that we remember who we are and why we're here and who God is. And therefore, we are here today to make sure that we recognize that we are going to get God inside of us again. And then when we go into the world, it's not about us. It's about remembering that God is now part of us. Mother Teresa wrote this. It's just one of these things that just keeps coming in my brain all the time. So it's a little long, but bear with me. She said, "People are unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of being selfish and having ulterior motives, but be kind anyway. If you're successful, you may win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. When you spend years building, someone could destroy that overnight, but build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous, but be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough, but give the world the best anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it's between you and God. It has never been between you and them anyway." I should sit down, that's enough, but I'm not going to. So what she tells us is to take the words in the Bible, particularly in today's reading, to take them seriously about this is the way you are to be a person that actually has connected with God and is able to have other people get that connection. So we're important that we don't go weary in doing what is right, but we do what we are called to do. Let me tell you a story, true story, about Sarajevo. This is one of those things that has stuck with me, particularly during all of the weird things that's happened to us lately. In Sarajevo, during a period where there was a whole lot of violence on the streets, a man was walking from his work to his apartment, and he saw someone shooting a pistol, and the bullet hit a very small boy. And he ran over and he grabbed the child. And he waved down a taxi and got in there and he said, "Quick, go to the hospital. My son is dying." And so he jumped into the cab and they ran, and he kept saying over and over and over again, "Quick, go to the hospital, my son is dying." When they got to the hospital, the nurses came out and they took the child in. And the man got out and the driver was standing next to him. And he said, "Can you take me back home?" And he went, "What? You said your son was dying." And the man said to him, "Aren't they all our children? Aren't they all our children?" Amen. Let's remember where we started. Jesus said to the disciples, "Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and whatever house you stay at, say peace to that house. And if the people do not share your peace, remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide." So my brothers and sisters, this is the time for us as followers of Jesus And it's time for us to embrace God's love for us. And once that happens, we have all the equipment we need to go into the world, because what we have is enough, because it's the love of God. Give the world the best you have anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it's between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. Amen.
Amen.